رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه تقبل الله طاعات. Today's khatir, inshallah, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we stayed alive, we'll try to highlight something has to do with the fourth condition of tawbah. I'm not discussing the tawbah, just the fourth condition. Tawbah, repentance. You all know that we have three basic conditions. All of the ulama, they all always talk about it. Tarku al-fi'li, al-nadamu, al-azmu ala adab al-aud. To leave what I'm doing, follows not, for example, praying. Part of tawbah basically to stop forsaking the salah, which means I should start praying. I don't pay the zakah, the tawbah I start paying the zakah. I do not respect my parents, the tawbah is to start respecting them, which means tark al-fi'l. Two, which is to regret, to have this kind of feeling that I'm sorry, ya Allah, please forgive me. Three, al-azmu ala adam al-a'ud, which is the full determination that I will not come back again. This does not contradict in case later on I became out of laziness, problem, weakness, whatever, I might fall again. Does not contradict. A new tawbah, no problem, okay? So this is not my point, but just to make sure that we are aware of the basic conditions of tawbah. Now, there is a fourth condition many people either not aware, or if they are aware, they don't care. And here comes the serious problem. The fourth condition is قَالْ اِرْجَعُوا الْحَقِّ لِأَصْحَابِهِ إِنْ كَانَ هُنَاكَ حَقٌ يُرْجَعُ. To return back the rights for those who own this right, if there is something. Because sometimes, it's not always there are rights for people. For example, if I used to drink alcohol, this is the right of who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine I'm drinking alcohol since 20 years. I decided to repent. Just maybe a moment of repentance, the file is closed, deleted, transferred into hasanat, that's it. Imagine that, God forbid, at night I was, for example, I had some kind of weakness, I used sometimes out of laziness, after this, to go to some porno sites. Could it happen? All of us, we might be exposed to this. Ya Rab, tawbah, cry, close the file. No transgression. No attack for right of anyone, okay? But whatever, and make an analogy for this. Now, sometimes the sin has to do with others, such as shahadat al-zur, the false testimony. I go to the court to protect my son, my brother, my cousin. I got a weak person, who say, he is the one who did it. Yeah, I mean, you know he did not do it, okay? But you don't want, man. My cousin should not go to jail. But he deserves to go. No. He shall not go. Type, who will take it? A weak person from the street. Bring someone. Regardless. Do I know? Yes. Now, I decided to repent. Not acceptable. Yeah, Sheikh, it's not up to you. Allah A'lam. No. It's up to us because we are talking on behalf of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? يعني يا شيخ أنت تدخل بقلوب العباد. No, not تدخل. يعني it's we need to know because Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يعني قياسا على رب أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء ويقول يا رب مطعمه حرام مشربه حرام ملبسه. And we explain this. أن يستجابه. So it's not from us. It's Allah through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam direct either from the Quran or from the Sunnah. Now, exceptional cases, of course, we don't have it, but we do not build our religion on exceptional cases. And exceptional cases, it is exceptional between this person, he or she, and Allah, and it's out of our case. We are talking about the general, main, basic, founded rules. Founded rules, there's haqq, and I know about it, it's under my control, I can return it back, repentance is not acceptable. I must return this haq to those who have this haq. One of the examples I say, shahadat al-zur, for example. At example now, dhulm in general. Dhulm. Imagine that because of me, I was just joking, making fun. I said something was not true. This caused a family to face destruction. This man divorced his wife because I said a joke about her, claiming that she was speaking with someone. Just it, خلاص, I was stressed. والله فلانة بابا بابا إلى آخره. The husband heard this, and I caused the destruction of the family. I want to repent. I must go to the husband and say I was lying. But this is very difficult. And what is more difficult is the punishment in the day of judgment. Because this, by the way, even if she's not making dua against me every day and every night, and I deserve, even if she's not doing, in the day of judgment, I might lose all of my ajr just to ask her forgiveness. Even if I was shaheed, by the way, even if I went to the Hajj 10 times, even if I did my umrah 20 times, wallahi. Now this is matter, when you go to the ayat Quraniyah, it's amazing. Amazing. About haqq al-akharin. And you know the shaheed, what is the highest status in terms of, you know, when you sacrifice yourself? Is there anything better than shahada in Islam? A deen, which is, we are talking about money, we are not talking about dhulum. Just money, لا يسامح إلا شهيد. What about dhulum? So it's good to know, because we have a lot of cases in our societies. And I just conclude, I was yesterday talking on my page. One of the, let's say, forms of dhulum about others, for example, depriving females from their inheritance in some Arab countries. Hirman al-banat min al-mirath. Male figures in many Arab countries, they do approve, agree with the father when he decides, okay, al-banat ma ilhum. This is just for the male. Okay, imagine the father was zalim. He passed away. He's under rahmatillah now. You, Mr. Son, Mr. Brother, you have the pieces of land of the right of your sisters. You have full control to bring it back. والله وصيت الحج يا شيخ الله يرحمه مشيت أكثر وصيته هو وصى الورثة الأولى بس الله على قداسة الوصية لاحظ انت وصيت الحج يا الله this is you know it's his will أنا عايك but this is حرام I know بس وصيت الحج it's not وصيت الحج the piece of land cost $10 million money talks And Jahannam is waiting. This is the equation. Please, you know what I'm saying this? It's good, just inshallah. I ask Allah not to let anyone of your respected selves to be from those that I myself. But it's good to keep talking about these things. Because it's a disaster, disaster. For me, if I'm praying the Fajr and the Taraweeh and the Qiyam and the I'tikaf and I'm crying all things, And simple condition of tawbah, which is returning back the huquq that I did not do it. Wallahi, it's a big disaster. As if I'm just wasting my time and everything I'm doing will be hujjah against myself. Everyone knows what kind of dhulm in case if there is huquq. Now, if the easiest, by the way, the easiest is the haqq of Allah. Wallahi, it takes no more than dam'ah. One tear, a moment of sincerity. Ya Allah, the file will be closed, don't worry about it. يعني أهول مشكلة في مسألة التوبة علاقة بالله. والله, and Allah will send you the message when you repent, don't worry about that. The problem is, Allah has taken a decision. Such as, وعزتي وجلالي لأنصرنك ولو بعد حين. الله أقسم, المظلوم. طب if I was working and I said I did dhulm for someone every night إلهي ينتقم منه إلهي ينتقم منه إلهي ينتقم Allah has decided إنه he will use his power against me until if that person forgives me if he decided not to forget sorry not to forgive am I in a disaster or not والله so let's do our best جزاكم الله خير طبعا final what if I can't return the haqq back For example, it happens in some Arab countries that we have, like I said, illegal immigrants, for example. They work, they are, you know, they have very weak status. Sometimes they might working with me, and at a certain point, 10 workers, I can kick them out. Everyone has salaries of full year multiplied by 10, no logical amount of money. They can say nothing, because I can just call the police. All of them, they are working illegal. Does this happen in Arab countries? Haddith wala. Haraj, thousands of them. Just yalla, cash. I don't know their names. Imagine I decided to repent. I don't know them. I know the amount of money that I have controlled. I don't know them. One of the things they do, plus the tawbah, I do donate the amount of money of them, plus kafara, on their behalf, and I keep asking for forgiveness from Allah. Okay? Make an analogy on this. If you can return it back, do it. For example, I did make a theft. I used to take the money, let's say, from the age of 15 to 20, all the time I used to take money, for example, from my uncle or my aunt. I go back. No one knows. All of them, they are suspecting everyone in the family, and no one knows that it was me. I want to repent. I'm not asked to make a scandal against myself. It's not Ismail and Qut Harami. No. I'm not asked to do this. What I'm asked, because it's to return the money back. Find a way. I don't know what is it. Try to say, let's imagine everything I have taken was $1,000. Estimation. Precaution, $1,200. I decide to return it back on, let's say, 3 installments. I just put it in an envelope in a way, for example, a gift from a friend to the one whom I took it. Who is it? Regardless. خلاص, يا رب, I'm returning back the rights. I'm not asked to expose myself, not necessarily. Okay? So sometimes sitter is required. But if there is no way such as to go back to admit, to confess that I did make a false testimony, I must do it, because otherwise the person will not be released from the jail because of my testimony. By this way, I have to do it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an yahmina min al-dhulm, an yaghfirna lil-hamd. Amen.